official Marion County voter pamphlet, a voter's guide to local candidates and measures. General election, November 7, 2006. Inside this pamphlet, help information on pages 2 and 11. Official ballot drop sites for Marion County, page 3. Neighboring counties, page 79. Voting information, pages 3 and 4. Sample ballot, 5 through 8. Candidate statements, 9 through 31. Measures, pages 32 to 94. How to find elections office, page 34. Registration update form, page 95. Save this guide to assist you in voting. Ballots for this election will be mailed to registered voters on October 17th. Voted ballots must be received in an elections office or an official ballot drop site by 8 p.m., November 7, 2006. Bill Burgess, Marion County Clerk. Page 2, a message from the clerk. Dear Marion County voters, this general election you will decide on congressional, state, county, district, and city matters. This pamphlet provides information on local candidates and measures and ballot instructions to help you cast your informed vote. This information can also be read, heard, or downloaded in MP3 format from our website, http://clerk.co.marion.or.us. Federal and state candidates and state measures can be found in the Oregon Secretary of State's voters pamphlet linked from our website. This election, we are offering a phone and fax ballot marking system in the election office. 4263 Commercial Street Southeast, Suite 300 in Salem. This is intended primarily to allow private and independent voting for electors with vision or movement impairments. For such voters with computer access and a screen reader or enlarger, we may also offer a HTML computer ballot on disk or via email. Please encourage any voter who would benefit to contact our office right away for assistance. 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. Your vote determines our future. It also demonstrates your commitment to our community. Thank you for voting. Sincerely, Bill Burgess, Marion County Clerk. If you have a disability or are otherwise unable to mark your ballot, you may contact the Elections Office for assistance or an accessible ballot marking system using a telephone and a fax machine is available and may be used by voters with disabilities to mark their ballot independently and privately in the County Elections Office, 4263 Commercial Street Southeast, number 300, Salem. Registration information for the November 7, 2006 general election. New registrations must be completed and postmarked by October 17, 2006. If you have any questions about registration or voting, contact the Elections Office, 4263 Commercial Street Southeast, number 300, Salem. Phone 503-588-5041. Or 1-800-655-5388. TTY or TDD line at 503-588-5610. Fax 503-588-5383. Email elections@co.marion.or.us. Website http://clerk.co.marion.or.us. Page 3. Official Marion County Drop Sites. Ballots may be deposited at any official ballot drop site in the state. Ballots for Marion County voters will only be issued from the County Elections Office, 4263 Commercial Street Southeast, Room 300, Salem. All Marion County ballot drop sites are open normal business hours, beginning on October 20th, and will remain open on November 7th, 2006, until 8 p.m. North Northeast Marion County, Donald City Hall, 10 0710 Main Street Northeast. Hubbard City Hall, 3720 2nd Street. Woodburn City Hall, 270 Montgomery Street. St. Mary's Public School, 590 East College Street, Mount Angel. Silverton City Hall, 306 South Water Street. And Jervis City Hall, 524 4th Street. Salem-Kaiser area, Kaiser City Hall, 930 Shemawa Road, Northeast. Marion County Courthouse and Clerk's Office, 100 High Street Northeast, Lobby and Room 1331, Salem. Marion County Extension, 3180 Center Street Northeast, Room 1361, Salem. Marion County Elections, 4263 Commercial Street Southeast, Number 300, Salem. South Southeast County, U.S. Bank, 400 North Santiam Boulevard, Mill City. Staten Public Library, 515 North 1st Street. Sublimity City Hall, 245 Northwest Johnson Street. Almsville City Hall, 595 Main Street. Turner City Hall, 7250 3rd Street. Jefferson Fire Department, 189 North Main Street, Jefferson. Drive-through ballot drop site at Elections Office, Friday, November 3rd, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, November 4th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday, November 6th, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Tuesday, November 7th, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Important ballot information. If the ballot delivered to you is addressed to someone who does not live at your address or claim that address as a permanent residence, number one, mark through the address, and two, return to your mailbox, post office, or letter carrier. If the ballot delivered to you is addressed to someone who is deceased, number one, mark through the address, same as above, two, write deceased on the envelope, and three, return to your mailbox, post office, or letter carrier. Notify Marion County Elections before voting the ballot delivered to you if your name is different than that in the address, or your residence address has changed, or you have added, deleted, or changed a mailing address. Review the ballot packet. When you get your ballot packet in the mail after October 20th, immediately examine it to make certain it is complete. It should contain the following items: printed ballot, insert with additional required ballot information, a return secrecy envelope. If any items are missing, contact Marion County Elections. Page 4. Instructions for voting your ballot. To make sure your vote counts, do not use a felt-tip pen to mark your ballot. Use a pencil or black ballpoint ink pen. Mark the arrow with a single line. It is not necessary to make multiple or heavy marks. Vote the ballot on a hard surface. To vote for a candidate whose name appears on the ballot, complete the arrow next to the name of the candidate of your choice. To vote for a candidate whose name does not appear on the ballot, write the person's name on the line provided for that office heading labeled Write-In, if other. Then complete the arrow pointing to the write-in line. It is very important that you complete the arrow pointing to the write-in name. You must do both for your vote to be counted. To vote on a measure, complete the arrow pointing to either the yes or no. Make no extra marks on your ballot. Do not write in the margins. If you make an error on your ballot, spoil it in any way or lose it, you may obtain a replacement ballot by contacting the Elections Office at 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. Check your ballot. Make sure you've completely filled in the arrows next to your choices. If you vote both yes and no on a measure or vote for more candidates than allowed, it is called an overvote. Your vote will not count for that measure or candidate. You do not have to vote on all contests. those you do vote on will still count. If you make an error on your ballot, spoil it in any way, or lose it, you may obtain a replacement ballot by contacting the Elections Office at 503-588-5041 or 1-800-655-5388. Returning your voted ballot. Place the ballot in the return secrecy envelope and seal it. Do not remove the label. Do not mail back the insert. Sign the voter statement on the back of the return secrecy envelope. Your ballot will not be counted if you do not sign your envelope. To return your ballot by mail, place 1 39-cent stamp on the envelope. To return your ballot other than through the mail, you may refer to the list of ballot drop sites in this pamphlet on pages 3 and 79. You may return your ballot to any official ballot drop site. See ballot drop site listing on pages 3 and 79. Your ballot must be received in the elections office or an official ballot drop site by 8 p.m. Tuesday, November 7, 2006. Postmark does not count. Warning, signing another person's name to the envelope is a Class C felony. Page 5. Special ballot notes. If you have more than one candidate filed for an office on your ballot, you may notice that the names do not appear in alphabetical order as might be expected. A random alphabet is drawn for every election, which determines the order in which the names of candidates will appear on the ballot. The alphabet for the November 7, 2006 general election is as follows: C, X, E, T, K, Y, B, V, F, W, P, A, L, D, U, H, G, N, O, Z, Q, M, J, S, R, I. Remember, all ballots will be mailed October 20th. Sample ballot, November 7th, 2006 general election. This sample ballot is a composite of all measures and offices appearing on ballots in Marion County. Not all voters will vote on every measure or office. Candidates, national, U.S. Representative in Congress, 5th District, vote for 1. Republican, Mike Erickson. Constitution, Douglas Patterson. Pacific Green, Paul Aranis. Democrat, Darlene Hooley. Write in if other. State of Oregon, Governor, vote for 1. Pacific Green, Joe Keating. Democrat, Ted Kulongoski. Libertarian, Richard Morley. Constitution, Mary Sterrett. Republican, Ron Saxton. Write in if other. For State Senator, 10th District, vote for 1. Democrat, Paul Evans. Republican, Jackie Winters. Write in if other. For State Senator, 11th District, vote for 1. Democrat, Peter Courtney. Republican, Jared Thatcher. Constitution, Keith Humphrey. Write in if other. For State Senator, 13th District, vote for 1. Republican, Larry George. Democrat, Rick Ross. Write in if other. State Representative, 17th District, vote for 1. Democrat, Dan Thackeberry. Republican, Fred Girard. Write in if other. State Representative, 18th District, vote for 1. Democrat, Jim Gilbert. Republican, Mac Sumner. Constitution, Roger Shipman. Write in if other. Candidates for State Representative, 19th District, vote for 1. Republican, Kevin Cameron. Democrat, Brian Grisham. Write in if other. State Representative, 20th District, vote for 1. Republican, Vicky Berger. Democrat, Connie Garcia. Write in if other. State Representative, 21st District, vote for 1. Democrat, Brian L. Clem. Republican Billy Dalto. Write in if other. State Representative 22nd District, vote for 1. Democrat Betty Comp. Republican Carl Weinecke. Constitution Michael Marsh. Write in if other. State Representative 23rd District, vote for 1. Republican Brian Boquist. Democrat Jason Brown. Libertarian Paul Delaney. Write in if other. State Representative 25th District, vote for 1. Republican Kim Thatcher. Democrat Charles E. Lee. Write in if other. State Representative 59th District, vote for 1. Republican John H. Dallum. Democrat Jim Gilbertson. Write in if other. Marion County Commissioner, position 1, vote for 1. Democrat Carl Pitts. Republican Patricia Milne. Write in if other. Position number 2, vote for 1. Republican Janet Carlson. Democrat Sonia Hurd. Write in if other. Nonpartisan candidates for State of Oregon, Judge of the Supreme Court, position 6, vote for 1. Virginia L. Linder. Jack Roberts. Write in if other. Judge of the Court of Appeals, position 9, vote for 1. Incumbent Ellen F. Rosenblum. Write in if other. Nonpartisan Marion County. District Attorney, vote for 1. Walter M. Beglow. Write in if other. Marion County Sheriff, vote for 1. Raul Ramirez. Write in if other. Treasurer, vote for 1. Lori J. Steele. Write in if other. Assessor, vote for 1. Richard K. Kreitzer. Douglas Schmidt. Write in if other. Marion Soil and Water Conservation District. Zone 2, vote for 1. Frank Henney. S. Jane Harper. Write in if other. Zone 3, vote for 1. Daniel Goffin. Darren Olson. Write in if other. Zone 5, vote for 1. Joanne T. Carr. Josh Hoiberger. Write in if other. At large 1, vote for 1. Emily Acklandery. Patrick Siang. Write in if other. At large 2, vote for 1. Stan Vistica. John Savage. Write in if other. City of Almsville. Mayor, vote for 1. Harold L. White. Write in if other. Counselor, vote for 3. Philip L. Tingle. Robert W. Baugh, Jr. Charles A. Button. Dennis Davis. David H. Drews. Brad J. Naylor. And 3 spaces for write in if other. Page 6, sample ballot, November 7, 2006, general election. This sample ballot is a composite of all measures and offices appearing on ballots in Marion County. Not all voters will vote on every measure or office. Candidates for the City of Aurora Mayor, vote for 1, Bill Carr, Jennifer Strutz. Write in if other. Counselor, vote for 2, Noel Kinder, Bill Solon, and 2 spaces for write-in if other. City of Detroit, Counselor, vote for 5. Ed Bowman, James H. Lynn, John T. Hankins, Rick Jolin, Greg W. Shepard, and there are 5 spaces for write-in if other. City of Donald, Mayor, vote for 1. Todd Deaton, Mike Suttles, write in if other. Counselor, vote for 3. Brian T. Cobb, Malcolm Bentz, Frank Vanderwood, Bill Richard, and 3 spaces for write in if other. City of Gates, Mayor, vote for 1. Kathy Ann Sherman, write in if other. Counselor, vote for 3. No candidates filed. 3 spaces for write-in if other. City of Jervis, mayor, vote for 1. Shanti M. Platt, write-in if other. Counselor, vote for 2. Sandra A. Foote, John D. Harvey, Tracy Rambeau, 2 spaces for write-in if other. City of Hubbard, mayor, vote for 1. Tom McCain, write-in if other. Counselor, vote for 2. Clara A. Karsten, James A. Yonnelly, Bruce R. Warner, Angie Wheatcroft, Melody Rice, 2 spaces for write-in if other. City of Idana, counselor, vote for 3. Karen Clark, Melissa Jo Collier, Tracy L. Martinez, Dorothy P. Stormer, Jeff Skeeters, 3 spaces for write-in if other. City of Jefferson, mayor, vote for 1. Papa Thorpe, Michael Myers, write-in if other. Counselor, vote for 3. Anthony Martin Tate, David Bayer, Joseph Michael Hallam, Michael L. Samples, Sr., and 3 spaces for write-in if other. City of Kaiser, mayor, vote for 1. Laura D. Christopher, write-in if other. Counselor, position 4, vote for 1. Kathy Clark, write-in if other. Counselor, position 5, vote for 1. Richard Walsh, Jerry Nutbrock, write-in if other. Counselor, position 8, vote for 1. James F. Taylor, Jr., write-in if other. City of Mill City, mayor, vote for 1. Tom Kirsch, write-in if other. Counselor, vote for 3. Christian H. Bigness, C. Michael Long, Linda J. Harrington, 3 spaces for write-in if other. City of Mount Angel, mayor, vote for 1. Thomas C. Bauman, Paula M. Helsby, write-in if other. City of Mount Angel, counselor, vote for 3. Scott Cantu, Ray Eater, Paul Brakeman, Janine A. Brumley, Michael P. Donahue, Tony Morris, Rick Scheidler. 3 spaces for write-in if other. City of St. Paul, mayor, vote for 1. Kathy R. Connor, write-in if other. Counselor, vote for 2. Michael J. Bernard, Charles J. Bernards, 2 spaces for write-in if other. City of Salem, municipal judge, vote for 1. Jane Aiken, Linda D. Olson, write-in if other. Mayor, vote for 1. Janet Taylor, write-in if other. Counselor, Ward 2, vote for 1. Laura Tesler, write-in if other. Counselor, Ward 4, vote for 1. T.J. Sullivan, write-in if other. Counselor, Ward 6, vote for 1. Bruce R. Rogers, write-in if other. Counselor, Ward 8, vote for 1. Dan Clem, write-in if other. Page 7, sample ballot, November 7th, 2006, general election. This sample ballot is a composite of all measures and offices appearing on ballots in Marion County. Not all voters will vote on every measure or office. Candidates, City of Scotts Mills, mayor, vote for 1. Larry J. Martin, write-in if other. Counselor, vote for 3. Timothy D. Kaufman, Ron Bielenberg, Howard V. Werdinger, Jr., write-in if other. There are 3 of those. City of Silverton, mayor, vote for 1. Ken Hector, Stu Rasmussen, write-in if other. Counselor, vote for 3. Bill Cummins, Randall Thomas, Dennis Stoll, 3 spaces for write-in if other. City of Staten, mayor, vote for 1. Virginia L. Honeywell, write-in if other. Counselor, vote for 3. Stephen H. Frank, Don Walters, Tim Grimes. 3 spaces for write in if other. City of Sublimity, Mayor, vote for 1. Eugene C. Ditter. Write in if other. Counselor, vote for 2. Robert W. Brundage, Doug Denson. Write in if other, twice. City of Turner, Mayor, vote for 1. Carly Strauss. Write in if other. Counselor, vote for 3. Ronald E. Whitehead, Michael F. Dennis, Paul Greiner, 3 spaces for write-in if other. City of Woodburn, Mayor, vote for 1. Catherine Keller Figley, write-in if other. Counselor, Ward 3, vote for 1. Peter McCallum, write-in if other. Counselor, Ward 4, vote for 1. James A. Cox, write-in if other. Counselor, Ward 5, vote for 1, Frank J. Lonergan, write in if other. Measures, State of Oregon, proposed by initiative petition. Number 39, prohibits public body from condemning private real property if intends to convey to private party. Measure 40, amends Constitution, requires Oregon Supreme Court judges and Court of Appeals judges to be elected by district. 41. Allows income tax deduction equal to federal exemptions deductions to substitute for state exemption credit. Measure 42. Prohibits insurance companies from using credit score or credit worthiness in calculating rates or premiums. 43. Requires 48-hour notice to unemancipated minor's parent before providing abortion, authorizes lawsuits, physician discipline. Number 44, allows any Oregon resident without prescription drug coverage to participate in Oregon prescription drug program. Number 45, amends Constitution, limits state legislators 6 years as representative, 8 years as senator, 14 years in legislature. Number 46, amends Constitution, allows laws regulating election contributions, expenditures adopted by initiative, or 3/4 of both legislative houses. Measure 47 revises campaign finance laws, limits or prohibits contributions and expenditures, adds disclosure, new reporting requirements. Measure 48 amends Constitution, limits biennial percentage increase in state spending to percentage increase in state population plus inflation. City of Salem, referred to the people by the City Council. 24-191, City of Salem Fire Department General Obligation Bond Authorization. Marion County Fire District Number 1, 24-192, 5-year operations local option tax. City of Salem, 24-193, measure proposing annexation of 55.60 acres of property into Salem. 24-194, measure proposing annexation of 1.09 acres of property into Salem. 24-195, measure proposing annexation of 0.58 acres of property into Salem. 24-196, measure proposing annexation of 0.98 acres of property into Salem. 24-197, measure proposing annexation of 3.29 acres of property into Salem. 24-198, measure proposing annexation of 3.01 acres of property into Salem. 24-199, measure proposing annexation of 3.08 acres of property into Salem. 24-200, measure proposing annexation of 1.0 acres of property into Salem. Page 8, sample ballot, November 7, 2006, general election. The sample ballot is a composite of all measures and offices appearing on ballots in Marion County. Not all voters will vote on every measure or office. Continuing, City of Salem, referred to the people by the City Council, Measure 24-201, measure proposing annexation of 7.65 acres of property into Salem. 24-202, measure proposing annexation of 47.99 acres of property into Salem. 24-203, measure proposing annexation of 3.94 acres of property into Salem. 24-204, measure proposing annexation of 28.32 acres of property into Salem. 24-205, measure proposing annexation of 14.63 acres of property into Salem. 24-206, measure proposing annexation of 7.13 acres of property into Salem. 24-207, measure proposing annexation of 35.34 acres of property into Salem. 24-208, measure proposing annexation of 5.0 acres of property into Salem. 24-209, measure proposing annexation of 6.83 acres of property into Salem. 24-210, measure proposing annexation of 55.18 acres of property into Salem. 24-211, measure proposing annexation of 33.98 acres of property into Salem. 24-212, measure proposing annexation of 34.04 acres of property into Salem. 24-213, measure proposing annexation of 9.10 acres of property into Salem. 24-214, measure proposing annexation of 19.52 acres of property into Salem. 24-215, measure proposing annexation of 1.81 acres of property into Salem. 24-216, measure proposing annexation of 4.93 acres of property into Salem. 24-217, measure proposing annexation of 10.11 acres of property into Salem. 24-218, measure proposing annexation of 10.19 acres of property into Salem. 24-219, measure proposing annexation of 38.02 acres of property into Salem. 24-220, measure proposing annexation of 30.46 acres of property into Salem. 24-221, measure proposing annexation of 11.35 acres of property into Salem. 24-222, measure proposing annexation of 10.61 acres of property into Salem. 24-223, measure proposing annexation of 9.67 acres of property into Salem. 24-224, measure proposing annexation of 16.31 acres of property into Salem. Silver Falls School District Number 4J, referred to the people by the district board. 24-225, Silver Falls School District bond to complete Silverton High School. St. Paul School District Number 45, referred to the people by the district board. 24-226, St. Paul School District Number 45, General Obligation Bond Authorization. Salem Suburban Rural Fire Protection District, referred to the people by the district board. 24-227, Salem Suburban Rural Fire Protection District General Obligation Bond Authorization. City of Almsville, referred to the people by the City Council. 24-228, Police 24-hour coverage, 4-year operating cost tax levy. City of St. Paul, referred to the people by the City Council. 24-229, Adoption of the 2006 St. Paul City Charter. Woodburn School District Number 103, referred to the people by the District Board. 24-230, Woodburn School District Number 103, General Obligation Bond Authorization. City of Jefferson, referred to the people by the City Council. 24-231, the Turgeson Property Annexation Measure. City of Silverton, referred to the people by the City Council. 24-232, the Brown Property Annexation Measure. 24-233, the Diamond Property Annexation Measure. 24-234, the Palman Property Annexation Measure. 24-235, the Swango Property Annexation Measure. North Sanam School District Number 29J, referred to the people by the District Board. 24-236, North Sanam School District General Obligation Bond Authorization. City of Aurora, proposed by Initiative Petition. 24-237, measure requiring a citywide vote on all annexations. Salem-Keizer Transit District, referred to the people by the District Board. 24-238, five-year local option tax to maintain and improve bus service. Gates Rural Fire Protection District, referred to the people by the District Board. 24-239, four-year local option tax for Gates Rural Fire Protection District. Shemeketa Community College District, referred to the people by the District Board. 24-240, Shemeketa Community College District General Obligation Bond Authorization. Monitor Rural Fire Protection District, referred to the people by the District Board. 3-223, five-year local option tax for purchase of firefighting equipment. Central School District Number 13J, referred to the people by the District Board. 27-82, Central School District Number 13J, General Obligation Bond Authorization.